The Australian Conservative Senator Corey Bernardi says the ABC has a great reputation and he wants it preserved because it's important in the lives of so many Australians. But he too has complained about the national broadcaster in the past. He lodged a complaint earlier this year about the crude language used in the now axed program Tonightly to describe one of his party colleagues. A subsequent investigation by the regulator, ACMA, found no breach. Senator Bernardi joined me earlier. Senator Corey Bernardi, welcome to AM.
Thank you.
It's been published in News Corporation papers today that ABC Chairman Justin Milne wanted the former Managing Director to sack the ABC's political editor, Andrew Probyn, and the quote is, you have to shoot him. What's your response?
Well, Sabra, it's very colourful language, and I note it apparently comes from some board papers, but we have to go back to what the role of a chairman is, and even the chairman of the ABC. They are tasked with representing the board's views and communicating them to the management. So what we don't know is whether the board was of the view that changes need to be made to some of the reporting personnel and the chairman was just carrying those wishes through to the managing director. But ultimately, we recognise that this type of language, this type of sort of inflammatory rhetoric doesn't help anyone in the cold light of day.
Mr. Milne's alleged to have said the former Prime Minister hated Andrew Probyn, that Mr. Milne also met with the former Prime Minister and Communications Minister to discuss all of this and rang Ms. Guthrie afterwards. If that's what has occurred, how is that not political interference?
Yeah, it's a particularly challenging circumstance. It wouldn't be unusual for an individual and a chairman who has ties to government figures to, you know, liaise and get a sense of where they're at and what their concerns are. But to slavishly carry out the wishes of a government minister or a prime minister based on a personal relationship would be seen to be inappropriate. However, I will defend Mr. Milne in some respects. There are standards that I think the ABC is expected to uphold, and one of them I think was grossly breached by the Tonightly program when they referred to a political candidate in the most unsavoury terms. And Mr. Milne did say that an apology was in order. He communicated that to management. Management disagreed. But ultimately, there are judgment calls about the health and well-being of organisation that board members need to make, and chairman in particular. It may have been that Mr. Milne overstepped the mark on one or two of these occasions or was perhaps unduly influenced by the former Prime Minister. But nothing I've really seen would technically breach the role of what a chairman is supposed to do or communicate with a CEO, albeit there is some perhaps distasteful language or a very imprudent use of rhetoric.
It builds on the reporting that was around yesterday that Mr. Milne had sought the sacking of the economics correspondent because the government hated her and that there was no guarantee the coalition would lose the next election. Mr. Milne has not disputed the reporting of this email. Again, how is that not political interference?
Well, once again, it comes back to what the role of a chairman and a board is, and that is for the health and well-being of the overall organisation.
It is, but sorry, can I just stop you there, Corey Bernardi? It is in the ABC Act that it is the board's responsibility to protect the institution's independence.
Well, that's exactly right, and we recognise also that a chairman is carrying out board's wishes and communicating to the management. So if the board itself has resolved that there is a huge problem within aspects of the ABC because of questions surrounding impartiality or inaccuracies, which were borne true in the end, and that perhaps the most convenient way or the way that you could best protect the long-term interests of the organisation would be to relieve someone of their duties, well, that's not inappropriate to communicate it. Perhaps in the manner, or if the suggestion is that they were told to do that by a government figure, would be inappropriate. So we don't have perfect information here, Sabra, but I'm trying to retreat to first principles about what the role of a board and a chairman is. And unfortunately, it overlaps a little bit because of the political nature of the ABC.
The Communications Minister yesterday early said it was a matter for the ABC board, but quickly ordered an inquiry late yesterday. How confident are you in that inquiry?
Well, I do believe that Mitch Fifield, as the Minister for Communications, has a deep commitment to the ABC and is interested in making sure it is sustainable and credible going forward. So let's wait and see what comes out of that. And it is going to be about the appropriateness of the emails, whether it was done with board support or on behalf of the board, or whether it was just the chairman flying solo. I think they're important questions to get to the bottom of. But I have a healthy suspicion of all government inquiries now, because ultimately I'm always thinking that there are agendas at work that are designed to predict the outcomes before they become finalised.
Some of your parliamentary colleagues doubt the veracity of it, saying it'll be a whitewash.
Yeah, I can understand that sort of concern, but I have a similar concern about the demands for a Senate inquiry by the Labor and the Greens parties. They want to do that for their own political interests as well. It's all about the politics rather than getting to the bottom of what it is. And that's why they, refer it to committees where they dominate the numbers.
From what you're saying, it sounds like you don't support a Senate inquiry into this?
Well, firstly, I'd like to see what the government's ultimate response is. But I have deep concerns about why we would have a Senate inquiry. It would be dominated by Labor and the Greens. Their intention will only be to smear the government. The facts really won't matter, unfortunately. I've seen this before. So there's an integrity issue that I think many people are healthily sceptical about.
In light of what's happened since Monday, how comfortable are you with the board's decision to sack Ms. Guthrie?
Well, there's competing avenues there. I wasn't such a fan of Ms. Guthrie. I do think the ABC had diminished under her tenure, but it appears there's some evidence that's come to light. She was seeking to make change. I know there were many people within the ABC who were uncomfortable with some of those changes. But ultimately, it is a decision for the board. It's not the whim of a chairman. The board would have more perfect knowledge than I certainly do. But this is an unedifying spectacle for the ABC, and I'm sure there's much more to come out.
Australian Conservative Senator Corey Bernardi.